This is the Diamond Hogs Podcast with Mason Choate and Robert Stewart.
Hey, Diamond Hogs Podcast listeners, Mason Choate here with Robert Stewart. Need to let everybody know that if you want to listen to the podcast, all you have to do is search Hogbeat Podcast Network wherever you get your podcast, and that's where you will find all of the latest Diamond Hogs Podcast episodes. We made the switch, I think last year it was. So if you just search Hogbeat Podcast Network, you will find the podcast. If you search Diamond Hogs Podcast, you're going to get our old stuff back from 2022. So Hogbeat Podcast Network, it's HAWGBEAT.com. Robert.
And also, if you're looking to watch the video version of this podcast on YouTube, don't search it on YouTube. Look on hogbeat.com, as Mason just mentioned. You'll find it there. We unlist them. We mark them as unlisted because, ads, revenue, not important stuff. But bottom line is, if you're looking to watch the video version, go to hogbeat.com. The links are always posted there. You will always be able to find them. Again, HAWGBEAT.com.
Yes, Robert had it. That's the key word, HAWGBEAT.com, hogbeat.com. Search it anywhere. When you're getting your podcast, Hogbeat. When you're searching the YouTube, Hogbeat. Just go to Hogbeat and you will find it there, hogbeat.com. That's what it is. That's where you find all of our stuff. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to the Diamond Hogs Podcast. I'm your host, Mason Choate, joined as always by Robert Stewart, and we're previewing the SEC opener between your number one, that's right, folks, number one, Arkansas Razorbacks and the Missouri Tigers this weekend at Baumwalker Stadium in Fayetteville. A lot of fun stuff to get to on this episode, Robert. Excited to have you. Excited to have everybody with us. Hogs coming off of a good midweek win over Oral Roberts, but I don't know if I would call it that.
Yeah, I mean, you can discuss the quality of the win, but the bottom line is it's what, the 10th in a row? I mean, you know, I would much rather sit here and talk about how they've done that than, you know, try to complain about how it wasn't pretty or they should have won by more, right? Maybe it's not the most encouraging victory out there, but the way I'm going to choose to look at this is, you know, they're playing well enough to win right now. They're showing that they can win in a variety of different ways, and I tend to think that's going to help them down the stretch.
Yeah, and I actually want to get to that later on about talking about the what's going on with them right now and how it's going to help them down the stretch, specifically talking pitching. Our guy at hogbeat.com, Michael Main, wrote a story for us really breaking down how Arkansas's pitching is going to help them down the road in the postseason and compared it to some recent national champions. So that'll be fun. Robert, I haven't even talked to you about that yet, so I'll kind of be giving you that stuff in real time. So that's always fun. But we have Arkansas playing Missouri this weekend, a really, really bad Missouri team, Robert. Like, there's nothing to look forward to when it comes to Arkansas playing Missouri this weekend other than, you know, you just hope that Arkansas, you hope that you go to the ballpark and the Hogs sweep them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, this is, and I touched on this on the last episode, but this is one that you really feel like you need to sweep. Missouri, like you said, just really, really not good. By my count, the second worst staff ERA in the SEC. Somehow Florida is the worst, but that's another matter. Like we talked about before we started recording, they've won one series all year. They beat, Cal Poly opening weekend on the road, split a four-game invitational-type deal in San Diego the following week, split with, Purdue Fort Wayne?
Baseball powerhouse Purdue Fort Wayne. Missouri split with them.
Purdue Fort Wayne, whom Murray State, who the Hogs have already seen this year. Murray State swept Purdue Fort Wayne in the first weekend of the series of the year, excuse me. 9-8. Interestingly enough, the Tigers are 5-3 on the road this year, but they certainly haven't faced, you know, the number one team in the nation yet. So this has got to be really, I think you could consider the weekend a failure if it doesn't end with three more wins for Arkansas.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you say that, but if Arkansas goes and goes 2-1 this week, and I think we would be okay with it. But yes, you would hope that with, a starting rotation of Hagan Smith, Brady Tigert, Mason Molina, the way the pitching staff is, the way that Missouri has given up runs to other teams, we'll get into that. Like this weekend, Arkansas should dominate. But let's just get into it. Actually, I need to do my ad reads first. I'm going to do my ad reads first, and then we'll get into it. Hogbeat.com, HAWGBEAT.com, the Rivals website in covering your Arkansas Razorbacks. That is what we do. I'm the owner of it. If you're watching on the YouTube, I got the hoodie. We might start selling merch. Just kidding. We're not going to sell merch. It's too expensive. It's way too expensive. But visit hogbeat.com. We're doing a ton of great work. Shout out my guy, Riley McFerrin. He's got the flu. Prayers up. Hope you get better, Riley. I know you're listening. But I've had to work so much this week because he's sick, and it's just like it's really been kicking my butt, man. So if I get something wrong on this podcast, I'm sorry. But we've got spring football going on. We've got SEC tournament for basketball going on. We've got baseball going on. Everything's happening all at once, and we have all of it on hogbeat.com. And also, you can visit Bet Saracen. That is the official mobile sports gambling partner of hogbeat.com. Download the app today. You get the double R props. If you visit hogbeat.com for our Bet Saracen story prior to the Arkansas Vanderbilt SEC tournament game, I gave out the pick of over 148.5 total points. I don't know how in the world that was the line, and it definitely went over. I mean, it was overtime, 90 to 85. That's way over. And then now, we're recording this Thursday morning, so like by the time this comes out, the result will have happened. But they set the line for the Arkansas South Carolina game at 143.5. They went lower, and so I'm just taking the over again. So make sure you go to Bet Saracen and get those picks, and also visit hogbeat.com because we give you those lines and also some picks for games as well. So Bet Saracen, download it today. All right, let's get into this Oral Roberts game, Robert. Oral Roberts, Robert. The Hogs won 4-2. They were out hit 9-6 in it. Two of 11 with runners in scoring position, 2 of 15 overall at the plate with runners on base.
Yeah, they left more guys on base than Oral Roberts did, despite getting out hit. Like it was by no means an offensive clinic from the Razorbacks.
Nope. Take us through it.
Let's pull up the comparison here. Okay, I got
Oh,
that.
you weren't ready, huh?
No, I just was on the wrong page
Okay, that's okay.
on Stat Broadcast. I've got my book ready to go. It was, they got the lead they needed early, and Colin Fisher did what he was tasked with doing. So, I guess good in that respect, right? Classic case of quote unquote National League baseball in the second inning from the Hogs. Couple of free passes, get him on, get him over, get him in. Parker Rowland with the sack bunt. He had a pretty nice day at the plate, by the way. Sack bunt, walk, single. The kind of thing that's encouraging when you're competing against three other catchers for a spot. Ty Wilmsmeyer loading the bases with a walk. And then Peyton Stovall delivering with a couple of RBIs. And then Vahivo Aloy joining in on the party, making it 3-0. And then, I mean, one of the crazier double plays I've seen to end that inning. It seemed like it should have kept going. A million hopper through the first and second baseman off the bat of McLaughlin somehow ends up with an out at first, and then Stovall, gets a little too cute trying to score from second on that play, ends up a 4-1-2 double play. I certainly have not seen one of those before.
Yeah, pretty good for Arkansas to get the lead early. I feel like, if Arkansas can get an early lead in basically any game, there's a good chance that the Hogs are going to win it just with the pitching. And the pitching delivered. Midweek pitching isn't always pretty, folks. It's not always pretty, but Arkansas has made it look that way, really, aside from, I guess, the game against UCA for the most part. And in
Right.
this game, they got it done. But it's it's another one of those situations where I'm talking them up. Everything's great, and they are. Look, they're the number one team in the country. That's what they are. So it's. But we also, our job isn't to always say all the good things. There are bad things, and the fact that you weren't able to really do much against this Oral Roberts pitching staff in a midweek game. I don't know. Is that concerning? It can. I don't know.
I mean, on the one hand, sure, it's concerning. But on the other hand, like we just talked about, like they scored all the runs they needed in the second. I think it's, we've seen over the past, what, four plus games really, that the bats are just fine, right? They slowed down a little bit in this game. What we saw from Colin Fisher, three scoreless, four strikeouts, one walk, that was encouraging, right? Two scoreless from Will McIntyre. He didn't walk anybody either. Let me pull up the season stats on Will McIntyre, because his strikeout to walk ratio is really, really strong this year. 22-2 so far
Wow.
in 21 and third innings.
What's
If I've
Cody Franks? He's got to be up there too.
Cody Frank is pretty good as well. 13-2. Not nearly as good, but
Okay.
he I mean, only issued his second walk of the season on Tuesday. So yeah, I mean, both those veterans, providing the strikeouts, not walking dudes, encouraging stuff from them for sure. Stone Hewlett going out there, getting a couple outs, that was big. Dylan Carter, shaky. That was maybe a regression from what we saw on Sunday. Leadoff double, single following that, sac fly. Although that double was a ball that Roslovich probably could have caught. I mean, it was in his glove. So anyway, Carter was getting hit kind of hard. Not ready to panic about him by any means. Cody Frank getting a double play to get him out of that. That was big. Frank gave up a run himself, but then Gabe Gackel looks like what we've seen out of Gabe Gackel all year, right? Getting four outs to earn his fourth save of the year. Pitching shows up time and again, man. It doesn't matter if your three bona fide weekend starters aren't out there getting it done. Everybody else is.
Yeah. The thing with Dylan Carter is, and we kind of talked about this in the press box, that was what happened with him last year. He would get hit pretty hard, gave up some loud contact pretty often, but normally it resulted in an out. Unfortunately, on Tuesday for him, it seemed like more of them were dropping than resulting in outs. I did want to add, we were talking about pitching, but I did want to add that Oral Roberts last year was seventh in the nation in team ERA. So that's at least notable. I don't know where they rank right now. I should have probably looked at that. But look, they're 7-10 on the year now, but that's a team that was in the College World Series last year.
Yeah, exactly. That this is a team that did what Arkansas could not do last year, right? I
Yeah.
mean, I
Completely different roster. Like they're a different team, but still same coach. Same program, same culture. That team was in the College World Series last year.
without a doubt, and I can't remember this, and I'm not going to say it for fear of being wrong. So say something else while I look up the College World Series bracket, if you don't mind.
Okay. So we were talking about Gabe Gackel. He now has a team high four saves on the year, which is just, it's really impressive. And a few, I wonder, how many of those, maybe all of them, he made. He came in with and inherited runners. I feel like he's retired all of the inherited runners he's had this year. You'll have to fact check me on that one as well, Robert. I think it's something like he's inherited nine runners and he's retired all of nine of them. But he's come in. He's been absolutely dominant as a closer for Arkansas, and he's just a freshman. Now, I do want to talk about, are we a little bit worried with the volume that he's receiving so early as a freshman, and especially like bringing a guy like him in on a midweek, to close a game like that out, is that then maybe down the line, say in a regional, you're not going to get the performance out of him that you want because you threw him on a Tuesday night against Oral Roberts?
I will address this in just a sec. Circling back to what I was just talking about, Oral Roberts did beat TCU in Omaha last year. Arkansas
I
was.
remember because I bet on TCU like heavily in that game after watching them crush Arkansas, and then I was
Right.
like, "What the heck did t what happened to TCU?"
Yeah, the Hogs were what, 0-3 against the Horned Frogs last year?
Yes. Well, did
Including two in Fayetteville?
yeah, they never beat them in Fayetteville, did they?
I don't think they did.
Okay.
And they got trounced in Arlington too. Anyway, Gabe Gackel, The Volume. I could see where it turns out to be a concern later for sure. I'm not ready to sound the alarm on that yet. But it, we can't rule it out as a possibility. I think we kind of saw that with Gage Wood last year, right? Obviously he wasn't as dominant to start his freshman season, but he got to the point where he was just in so much and then hit a wall, right? So, sure, that's a possibility with Gabe Gackel, but I think he sort of got to ride the hot arm while he is the hot arm, and somebody else is probably bound to present himself as another bona fide option at the back end, come April, May, whenever Gackel may need a rest.
Yeah. And we haven't even seen Hunter Dietz yet. So, and we also haven't seen Adam Hatchman yet. So those are two other freshmen. There's so many good freshmen. Those are two other freshmen who throw harder than Gabe Gackel. And he throws 97. So
And don't forget, we haven't really seen Gage Wood become what he was last year. Dylan Carter could present himself as an option once he settles back into a routine, right? There are plenty of options. Like I don't think it'll be a problem for Arkansas.
yeah. I did want to add this note from Kendall Diggs after the game about Gabe Gackel. He said he when he first his first at bat against him, he fouled off a heater and it was like a 98 mile an hour fastball. Then he threw a nasty changeup, curveball, slider. He's got it all. He said he remembers walking in the first day after summer ball and everybody was talking about Gackel's first bullpen. They were saying this kid, they don't know how he's here. But he's super happy he's on the team. So
Yeah, I mean
he's been
it
a big deal since he got in the building.
without a doubt. It's amazing, like you said, that he is here. The whole story with decommitting from UCLA when they changed conferences, and obviously a major league team took a flyer on him in last year's draft, right? Like the big league scouts recognize what this dude is about. And he's the Hogs are absolutely fortunate to have him.
All right, let's wrap up this Oral Roberts game. I think we hit it all, man. We talked about the struggles at the plate. excuse me. How many
Insurance home
walks?
run from Kendall Diggs. We didn't mention that, but
Oh yeah, Kendall Diggs home run, his third of the year, I believe.
another two out RBI.
Yeah, that was good. Good to see. But aside from that, really, Peyton Stovall has been swinging the bat really, really well. Dave said after the game that he believes Peyton's swinging the bat better than he ever has. So, I would agree with him.
Also of note in this game, it was the first time that he led off in his what four games. So it's not a very old season by any means, but I remember in the fall of 2021 watching Peyton Stovall for the first time, leading off for whatever scrimmage team he was on that day, and that was actually my first assignment for Hogbeat, believe it or not. Anyway, I just remember watching him battle at the top of the order, taking seven, eight pitch at bats. I'm like, this is the kind of behavior you want to see from somebody at the top of your order. This guy absolutely could hit leadoff before his time in Arkansas is over. And honestly, I think it's a really good spot for him.
Yeah, man, I really like what I'm seeing out of Peyton Stovall right now. Other things from the lineup from Tuesday, Peyton Holt was at third, so we didn't see Nolan Souza or Jared Sprague a lot.
It
It's
was
no,
also the first time Stovall played second base. He had been
yeah,
DH.
yes, Stovall did play second. Turned a couple double plays, didn't they? So, or at least one for sure. No, it says Arkansas's got two, so.
The biggest one was in the seventh, as I mentioned earlier, when Frank rolled two to get Carter out of that jam.
McLaughlin started a double play.
Yes, the
Yes.
3-6-3 in the fourth. Yeah, I don't know if we've given enough attention to what a great job Ben McLaughlin is doing at first base this year.
That's what I was gonna say. Ben McLaughlin plays a good first base.
He's saving dudes from errors. He's, recording assists and putouts on double plays at the same time. I think it was maybe Murray State, when he's coming off the bag, corralling the ball in a ridiculous fashion, somehow coming back in time to apply the tag. He's really stepping up at first.
People forget that Ben McLaughlin was a Gold Glover, a JUCO Gold
That's right.
Glover at third base the year before he went to Arkansas. So
That's right. And
big deal.
if you can play at the hot corner, then you can definitely play at first. I mean, he's scooping balls left and right over there.
Also, if you can win a JUCO Gold Glove with the way the fields are in JUCO ball, like you got to be a pretty darn good fielder.
You should definitely appreciate the quality of the field that you move to in the SEC after that, right?
Yeah. Okay. Let's transition now to Arkansas, Missouri. Before we do, real quick, hogbeat.com, HAWGBEAT.com, the Rivals website covering your Arkansas Razorbacks. I talk about it all the time. I'm the owner, I'm the publisher, and we have a great team putting out great content every day on your Arkansas Razorbacks. Spring football is. It's going, folks, and we have all of the coverage for spring football. I'm having fun. I enjoy it. We got more coverage. Bobby Petrino's there. Sam Pittman's in a better mood. I think he's lost some weight. New QB1. QB1 is Talen Green. That's just the fact of the matter. It's not really even close right now. And we can, if you want explanation on that, go to hogbeat.com because I have given plenty of explanation on that. And also make sure you visit BetSaracen, the mobile sports gambling app for the Saracen Casino Resort, also the mobile sports gambling partner of hogbeat.com. Download it today. You can get the double R props for Arkansas baseball games. If you're in the state of Arkansas this weekend and you're like, man, I wish I could bet on Arkansas baseball, well, download BetSaracen and you can do it. And you can get all of those bets that you wouldn't be able to place if you're working with someone else. I mean, you're just not going to have those double R prop bets on Arkansas baseball that you want. If you're like, man, I just wish that I could bet for Kendall Diggs to have a hit, an RBI, and a walk. I just really wish that I could bet that. Well, BetSaracen is probably going to have something like that. So make sure you download the app and get in on the action responsibly, though. Please do it responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a problem. Okay. Robert, the Missouri Tigers are really, really bad at baseball. They play on a turf field. They come from a horrible college town. And they're 9-8 on the year.
Yeah, the turf field, let's talk about that. Do you think like, I mean, I don't know if anybody desires to go to the number one team in the country and play on their home field, but do you think Missouri might be excited to get away from Columbia this weekend?
Yeah, I do. I kind of get the vibe that they should be at least. And we were talking about it in the press box with Ross Lovich and Ty Wilmsmeyer, two former Missouri Tigers, now Arkansas Razorbacks. I don't know if I don't remember exactly what started the conversation, but it was like, do you think that they're loyal to Missouri at all, or do you think they have any loyalty to the Tigers at all? And it was a resounding like, nope, feels like they're pretty happy where they are.
I mean, wouldn't you be
Yeah.
like going from maybe arguably the worst team in the SEC to the best, right? And also, so much has been made about the rivalry between the two, not necessarily in baseball because it doesn't happen every year, but just in general, right? Basketball has been better over the last several years, it feels like. Obviously, football rivalry week, no matter what the fan perspective is on the rivalry between the two schools is it exists. Like they're on this side of it now. I'm pretty sure that they have no regrets. They wouldn't do that and hope they were right.
Yeah, honestly, like being on the right side of the rivalry for Missouri only works out in football at this point because the basketball team literally did not win a single SEC game. They literally went winless in SEC play because they lost their first SEC tournament game. 19 games.
I remember being in Arlington and that was a big storyline of that basketball game, right? But I don't think I realized that they had finished off the Owen season.
They did it. They did it on Wednesday night. And now the baseball team can start. The baseball team can start their run this weekend against
Was about to
Arkansas.
say, how long does the baseball team's win the streak go?
We'll see.
Hopefully for Arkansas, it's 3 games at least.
Wouldn't it be insane though if Missouri comes into Fayetteville and wins on Friday night with Hagan Smith pitching?
Yes, it would be insane.
Let's start talking about it. Let's do our preview of the Tigers because this is a Tigers team. Look, say what you will. If you look up and down their schedule, there's a lot of L's, but there's also a lot of runs being scored by them and the opponent.
Yes, very, very high staff ERA, 5.57, as I mentioned. Only Florida is worse somehow. But at the same time, like their bats are kind of getting it done. Like, I mean, their 287 batting average is definitely in the bottom half among SEC teams. But like, you look at their top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They've got 8 different dudes hitting 300 or better. And I guess only four of them are regular starters, but like that's a lot of guys for sure. Chief among them, by the way, one Jackson Lovich, Ross's younger brother. He's leading the pack at 369, OPS above 1150, has 5 home runs on the year, driven in 19. That's a team high. So Jackson Lovich getting it done at first base for the Tigers for sure. And then, is it first base? Did I say that right? Yeah. And then the two other names that stand out to me are right fielder Jackson Beman. I think that's how you say his name. And second baseman Trevor Austin. Those dudes both hitting over 325, slugging over 750. They've hit multiple home runs each. Austin leads the team with 7. So they've got bats that can get the job done for sure. And another name that stands out on this list to me, Danny Corona, was on that number one Wake Forest team last year. He is not getting it done at the plate so far, only hitting 178, but certainly a guy who seems poised to break out at some point, given that he was on, the best team in college baseball for a long time last year.
I was looking at it. It looks like Arkansas and Missouri both scoring 7.8 runs per game this season. So, pretty interesting.
I would like to add a note that that mark for Missouri is inflated by a 28 that they have. Like, they scored 28 in one game in a series that they lost, by the way.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. So on March 2nd, 28 to 10, that's a football score right there.
Yeah.
In 7 innings against Northern Kentucky, and then the next day they lost 16-15. So
So they put up runs in bunches, but they give up runs in bunches too, right?
that
So
had to have been an insane series to watch.
I'm sure it was. It's a 2022 Stillwater-esque, right?
I did want to add though, so I talked about where Arkansas and Missouri are at as far as scoring. By the way, that's good for 81st nationally, with the run scored. Notable number 21 in the nation, Arkansas Pine Bluff, 9.7 runs per game. So shout out to the Arkansas Pine Bluff Golden Lions.
So they're that high. Do you still think you could crack their lineup?
Oh, yes, I do think I could crack their lineup. Yes. I would have no problem playing for Arkansas Pine Bluff.
We really need to make this happen for whatever date we said that Arkansas UAPB game is.
Yeah, do some BP with them or something. That would be fun. But
Yeah.
yeah, Missouri, not look, we mentioned it earlier. They've only won one series this year. It was the opening weekend against Cal Poly, and even then they lost opening day. So they won the Sunday or Saturday Sunday games. The next week they went 2-2. The next week they went what? 1-4. And then last weekend they went 2-4 against Purdue Fort Wayne, and they somehow beat Kansas in the midweek in 10 innings.
At Kauffman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Kansas, notably a program that is not awesome. So,
Kansas, another program that Arkansas is poaching players from. Like if it's a player, if you're a program that Arkansas is poaching players from, you're probably not going to be beating Arkansas when you face them That's just the fact of the matter. It's like when Nick Saban faces an assistant, you know, Nick Saban's gonna win.
True. That's true. Yeah. We can touch on pitching for a minute. I mentioned the second worst ERA in the conference, right? But just looking at the stats, like, you know, there's really only one pitcher that stands out to me. They've got three different guys with ERAs under three, so pretty solid. But the chief, I don't know if that's the right word, but the best pitcher that I can see is Carter Ruestad. He's the Saturday guy from what I can tell. Right-hander, 2.33 ERA, struck out 19 dudes to two walks and 19 in the third innings. Opponents hitting 178 against him, so they may have their work cut out for him, the Hogs on Saturday. But you know, other than that, you know, looking at the other guys with four starts on the year, Bryce Meyer 6.75 ERA, Logan Lunsford 8.36. You know, not pretty numbers on the pitching side of things for the Tigers. So you know, maybe as we discussed earlier, it wasn't the best offensive outing against Oral Roberts for the Hogs on Tuesday, but they certainly have a prime opportunity to bounce back against a lackluster Tiger pitching staff this weekend.
Yeah, I keep getting asked, is Arkansas ready for SEC play? Like, are the Hogs ready? You think they're ready for conference play? And I just keep thinking, like, well, conference play doesn't start for another week, so
Right.
we'll see how they do this weekend, and then we'll get into it next week.
Right. Start with a cupcake, and then you know, things are definitely going to get real against Auburn the following week.
Yeah, the schedule works out pretty nicely for Arkansas right now. It's, you know, should be a good weekend at the yard. We mentioned it on Monday's episode, but some promotions going on at Baumwalker Stadium. You get an evening game on Friday. I haven't looked ahead at the weather, but I would hope that it's going to be good weather this weekend. The weather has been pretty good in Fayetteville this week. A little windy, but other than that, like, you can't complain. I'm trying to pull up the weather right now. Friday, yeah, no, it's not going to be super great this weekend. You know, it's going to be in the 60s, mid to low 60s tops. So, you know, it's Missouri, though. I'd rather have better weather against LSU in a few weekends.
Yeah, I mean, I recall it was like the second week of the conference season in 2022, I believe, the last time they played Missouri in Missouri. It was windy, it was cold, nobody wanted to be there. I mean, you know, I know that you could sit here and say nobody wants to be in Columbia anytime, but certainly not the Hogs or probably the Tigers that weekend. So it'll at least be better weather than that.
Yep, that is the truth. Okay, anything else about Missouri, Robert, that you need to add before we move on here on the podcast?
I want to circle back to one thing I said earlier. It's going to feel like a failure if you don't sweep. Like, obviously they're going to take a series win, right? If should that be the outcome, you'll be happy to be 2-1 at the end of a weekend. This series to me feels like, you know, when every win is important, as far as winning an SEC championship goes, you know, if they don't come away with three this weekend, this is going to be one that they look back on and be like, yeah, that was where we needed to pick up an extra game, right? So
Yeah.
that's where that comment comes from.
Okay. I do have a okay, so I have a few storylines here that I want to get to. I think the first one we should hit is probably while we're still on the topic of Missouri, there's a quote from Ty Wilmsmeyer that he gave to friend of the program, Andrew Hutchinson from Best of Arkansas Sports. There is a story that Hutch wrote. He did an interview with Ty Wilmsmeyer, who is now, you know, an outfielder for the Arkansas Razorbacks, transfer from Missouri. The headline is "Laughable Stat Bears Out Hogs Outfielders Bracing Truth About Missouri Baseball." So if you want to Google it, there's your headline. And it's on bestofarkansasports.com.
About to say, sounds like a Best of Arkansas Sports headline.
Yeah, here's the quotes from Wilmsmeyer that are notable. "I'm not saying it can't be done at Missouri, but with the administration not willing to really fund the baseball program and make it a successful high-level program, it will be a tough job at Missouri for sure," Wilmsmeyer told Best of Arkansas Sports. Arkansas has invested a lot in their baseball program and has a lot backing that program. It obviously shows on the field in their record and their postseason appearances, so I'm looking for the chance to chase that dream of Omaha, and I think Arkansas gives me a good chance to do that.
I would say so, yeah. I mean, like, you in what world, like, when was the last time Missouri made the SEC tournament?
I don't know.
Am I forgetting like a recent appearance? Like maybe they showed up for one game, lost. Like maybe the better question is, when was the last time they won an SEC tournament game?
Or when's the last time they made the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I mean, not surely they haven't done it many times since they've been in the SEC. I'm gonna look this up right now because I'm curious about it.
Okay, well, while you do that, I just thought that quote was interesting. Shout out to Hutch. For sending me that quote from Ty Wilmsmeyer. Obviously, context is a little bit different now because he's in the season. He's actually played for Arkansas. It's not, fresh after committing. Maybe he was just kind of tired of being in Missouri. I'm sure he doesn't have any bad blood with the Tigers now. I'm sure he's thankful for that opportunity.
Yeah.
But he was just calling it how it is with the administration not willing to fund the baseball program. I think that's pretty obvious. They still have a turf field.
Yeah, without a doubt. Okay, so they in 2012 was the last time they made the NCAA tournament. 2012, which was notably their last year in the Big 12. They won that conference tournament despite going 10-14 in the regular season. I mean, in I'll say 10 seasons because I won't count 2020. 10 full seasons in the SEC. Their best conference record is 16-16, and that came in 2015. So they've done no better than 500 in league play since they joined this conference.
Wow.
Since the pandemic, 10-20, 10-20, 8-2022.
Nice.
I mean, this, they got a new head coach this year. Steve Beasley is gone. Kerrick Jackson is in. We'll see how that goes for him, but this is just perpetually the laughing stock of the SEC when it comes to baseball.
Yeah. Sure is, man. Sure is. Let's move on from Missouri and talk about something that's like really matters and is fun.
Enjoyable.
And yeah, so Oral Roberts had this pitcher. His name's Ryan Carmack. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter, Robert, but so Hutch was sitting next to me and he was reading through Carmack's bio and he was like, "Oh, this is kind of interesting." On the personal part of his bio, it says plans to become a State Farm insurance agent after graduation. And so I was like, that's hilarious. And I posted it and said, now pitching for Oral Roberts, a future State Farm insurance agent. And then he quote tweets it the next day. Did you see him quote tweet it, Robert?
No, I did see
Okay.
your tweet during the game, but I didn't see it afterward. What did he say?
So he says, at Choate Mason, I also work part-time here in Tulsa. We are licensed to insurance in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. So if you want to save some money on your insurance program, I'm happy to help. Just email Ryan at SFT or no, SFTulsa.com.
I love
Shout
that.
out Ryan Carmack. We're trying to get State Farm to hook him up with an NIL deal.
That's fantastic. I absolutely love that. I was worried he was gonna take that to a place that it wasn't amicable, but he was totally into that. I love that. And oddly enough, he surrendered an insurance run to the Razorbacks in that inning.
Yeah. I talked with him. I talked with him like we DM'd back and forth a little bit. We're cool. Like obviously I wasn't trying to make a dig at him. It's hilarious.
Right. And I'm glad that he reciprocated it. That's a great joke
Yeah.
that I'm going.
So hopefully State Farm hooks him up with an NIL deal because it sounds like he's got a family or maybe he's married, and so that would be nice for him. Hopefully, what started as a joke turns into something beautiful. That would be awesome.
Heck yeah.
So let's get into bold predictions for the weekend, Robert. I hope you have thought about this. I feel like, we do that. We've done this podcast for 4 years now, and we get to the end of every episode, and neither one of us is prepared for bold predictions.
Somehow it always comes as a surprise.
Yep.
Oh man. Let's go. Gosh. I'm gonna make it related to catchers. I just gotta decide which one. I'm gonna say Hudson White goes deep. Is that bold enough? I mean, because like we don't know who's gonna catch, so I feel like it might.
I think that's bold enough. He's been struggling at the plate really since opening weekend.
That's true. Hudson White home run, slump buster.
Okay. I'll stick with the home run theme, which I feel like my bold prediction every weekend is revolved around home runs and two of them. But I'm gonna say Peyton Stovall hits two home runs. He's swinging the bat so well right now. His last at bat against Oral Roberts, I mean, he made some insane contact on a ball. I think it was like 108 off the bat. And
Scorched it to center field.
yeah, an Adam ball is as they call it. So that was just, tough con or tough result, but great contact. And he's just swinging the bat really well. Confidence, seems to be at an all-time high from him for him. And now he's fielding. So this is the Peyton Stovall that you got out of high school. Like, this is the guy that was supposed to be a first round draft pick. I think last year was a fluke with the injury. I think we're starting to see now how much of a factor the injury really played for Peyton Stovall last year.
Yeah, right. The early results tend to indicate that, and don't forget what he did his freshman year in the postseason, right? He was a hits machine. So yeah, without a doubt, this is, I hate to rush to judgment, but he definitely appears to be back.
Well, when Dave Van Horn says he's swinging the bat better than he ever has, that's the guy who's probably seen Peyton Stovall swing a bat more than anybody. So, yeah, man, the things are going well for Arkansas right now, aside from the fact that they are leaving runners on base. You still got to figure out the bats. I don't think Dave Van Horn's giving up. He doesn't seem super concerned. I mean, obviously, you're going to be frustrated as a coach, but I haven't gotten the vibe from Dave at all that he doesn't think things are going to pick up at some point.
Right. These are the things that you can be concerned about on a 10-game win streak as the number one team in the country if you're Dave Van Horn. Like, let him do the worrying about those. If you're an Arkansas baseball fan, just enjoy what's going on right now, I mean, your teams find a way to win games. Maybe they're not always the prettiest, but nobody else is number one right now, so
I'm so glad you said that, Robert, because that brings me to our final topic of this episode of the Diamond Hogs podcast, and that revolves around rankings and the Hogs not being ranked number one in only one poll. There's one poll that does not have the Arkansas Razorbacks ranked number one, and that would be which poll, Robert? Do you know?
is it the coaches poll?
That would not be the case.
The writers, National College Baseball Writers of America?
Yes,
There we go.
the National Collegiate Baseball Writers
Collegiate.
Association. They put Arkansas at number two, so
Behind.
obviously, that's a great ranking. Number two, you'll take it. You're 14-2, right? 14-2, we'll take a number two ranking. We can be number one, and when I say we, this is from the perspective of Arkansas. You'll take a number one ranking in every poll but one, right?
Yeah, who is number one in that poll?
I'm glad you asked, Robert. Oregon State.
Get out of here. Get
Are
out
we
of here.
doing this again?
I know that they've only lost one game, but who did they lose that game to?
That would be the Arkansas Razorbacks, who have
I
won 10 straight, by the way.
this is yeah, exactly right. This is something I noticed the team account posting about rankings. Earlier in the week, I saw a post that said, "Your consensus number one team in the nation, Arkansas." And then the next post was, "Here are all the polls, one of which is not number one. Therefore, they're not the consensus number one team."
Yeah, I look,
Curious.
we know with the athletics program that the word consensus does not mean consensus ever.
Used very liberally and not always correctly.
Yes. Also, I don't know if they went back and fixed this. There was a play, it was in the first inning. It was the first at bat. You remember the first at bat against Oral Roberts? Rodriguez singled to the shortstop, and it was 100% an error on
How
Aloy.
was that a single?
It was not a single. And we were all like, this is not a single. It was an error. And I know it's an error on Aloy in Arkansas, but it was an error.
Look, man, I understand that it is an Arkansas representative doing the scoring at Arkansas home games, and that can be said for every other school in the nation, right? The home team has the official scorer. I think it's a ridiculous practice. No offense to anybody, that cannot be scored a single. It can't. Okay,
Yeah.
look, if it doesn't hurt Aloy, then it does hurt Colin Fisher's whip. Look at it
Yeah.
that way.
Yeah.
I mean, good for Colin Fisher for picking the guy off, but like, that is just not a hit.
Yeah. Okay.
And I remember last week or the week before, Nolan Souza scorched a ball 100 plus, like right at the second baseman. It skipped through him, and somehow that was an error.
That's your rant. There's the rant from Robert, folks.
Look, I it's a
Not on the level of a Mason rant.
it's true, but the scorer should be glad that I'm not still in the press box during these games, because I would
Yeah, you would
I would
mess
have a
him
hard
up.
time keeping my mouth shut about some of these scoring decisions this year.
Yeah. I did promise some pitching stats earlier on, so I feel like I should read some of this. Earned run average ranked third in the nation, 2.74 as a team. Strikeouts per nine, first in the nation, 13.9. Hits allowed per nine. There are Arkansas allowing 6.37 hits per nine. That ranks third in the nation. Walks per inning pitched, WHIP 1.03. That would be second in the nation. Strikeout to walk ratio 4.84. That's first in the nation. So the pitching is there. And if you look at some of the recent national champions since the year 2009, every single one of them, aside from really 2012 Arizona and 2015 Virginia, has a and 2021 Mississippi State, has really a top 30 team ERA in the nation. National champions.
Right. Again, so what is there to complain about Arkansas right now? Like that.
That I will say they're not hitting, like literally pitching has been carrying them through some of these games. They actually are not hitting the ball very well.
Sure, but as we've seen over the last several College World Series runs, Arkansas or otherwise, it doesn't matter how well you hit in March, right? It matters how well you hit in June. And so we are still so far removed from the time that Arkansas needs to be playing its best baseball. If it's not right now, that should be encouraging, if nothing else, right? The pitching, I have confidence that it will stay consistent and it will get you on an ideal path to making it to Omaha, right? Set yourself up for five games, at least five wins, in the postseason at Vaughn Walker Stadium, where you're, historically formidable at home. So, they're on a really good path. No, the offense is not as good as it could be right now. I'm just not concerned enough about it right now.
And the thing about the pitching is that they're only going to add more arms too. That's
Right.
we've talked about that, and hopefully, you don't have an injury. So,
Right. And it seems like we still haven't seen the most we could see from the starters, right? The longer the season goes, the longer, Smith, Tigert, Molina are going to be allowed to go deeper into games, right? There's really it sounds kind of crazy to say this, but there's still so much room to improve on every level, and I have really no doubt that this team will do so.
okay.
It's a Dave Van Horn coach team. It's going to happen.
Well, that's the podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Visit hawkbeat.com for all the coverage for Arkansas baseball, football, and basketball. Visit BetSaracen and you get your bets in on the Arkansas baseball games, Arkansas basketball. Get those prop bets in. Thank you, Robert. And look, folks, just appreciate your number one ranking. Have a good weekend at the ballpark, and we'll talk to everybody on Monday.
You've been listening to the Diamond Hogs podcast. Follow the guys on Twitter at Choate Mason and at DRStu32.